The City of Greater Sudbury has drafted a report on the city's aquatics facilities as the first step toward a rationalization and modernization review. Their initial round of background research has been completed, as outlined in a series of reports tabled for the February 21 City Council meeting. The city's five municipal pools cost a combined $2 million per year to operate and were estimated to require $8.7 million in capital work within 5 years to maintain them in a good state of repair. The facilities were built between 1967 to 1982, and range in condition from poor to fair. Pending City Council approval of its $150,000 cost on February 21, the next phase of the review will begin in March, and include facility condition assessments, public consultation and preliminary findings being sent to City Council by November. A second round of community engagement and research would fill out 2024, after which City Council would be presented with recommendations and high-level cost estimates. For now, the reports tabled for February 21 highlight the current status and use of Greater Sudbury's aquatics facilities, which include 17 splash pads, 7 supervised beaches and 5 indoor pools. The 5 pools include Gatchell Pool, Howard Armstrong Recreation Center, Nickel District, Onapping Pool and R.G. Dow Pool. Combined, they netted 112,617 swimmers in 2022. Which is down from their pre-pandemic peak of 194,388 in 2019. The most popular pool was at the Howard Armstrong Recreation Center, which saw 42,204 visits in 2022. The least visited pool was in Onapping, and saw 5,189 swim visits. The Onapping Pool is also the city's smallest and oldest. Gatchell Pool was built in 1975, and includes a single tank measuring 25 meters long and 15 meters wide. The pool is co-located with the Jean Hansen Public School and is used several times per week by students. The Howard Armstrong Recreation Center was built in 1982, and includes a single tank measuring 25 meters long and 15 meters wide. The facility also includes a cardio and weight room, squash courts and indoor walking track. The Nickel District Pool facility was built in 1972, and includes a single tank measuring 25 meters by 10 meters. It's co-located with St. Charles College Secondary School. The Onapping Pool was built in 1967 as an addition to the Onapping Community Center. It includes a single tank measuring 12 meters by 5 meters, and lacks an accessibility ramp or chairlift. The community center also includes change rooms, a gymnasium, library and other community spaces. The R.G. Dow Pool was built in 1971 and includes a single tank measuring 25 meters by 12 meters. All 5 of the municipal pools are subsidized by the tax base, and cost the city more than $2 million last year in operational costs. The cost breakdown is Gatchell, $324,082, Hark, $887,946, Nickel District, $267,182, Onapping, $286,615, and R.G. Dow. $297,652. At the latest update following a 2018 building condition assessment, the 5-year projected cost is $8.7 million. Gatchell is classified as being in poor condition, Hark is fair, poor, Nickel District is poor, Onapping is poor, and R.G. Dow is fair, poor. The cost estimates also include capital expenses anticipated for the entirety of the Onapping Community Center and Howard Armstrong Recreation Center buildings. The city's parks, open spaces and leisure master plan recommends 1 indoor aquatic center per 25,000 residents. This includes non-municipal pools, such as the YMCA and the Geno Tihanyi Olympic Gold Pool at Laurentian University. The Lou Pool has been shuttered since March 2020, but Laurentian is looking at what it will take to reopen the facility. The Aquatics Review is on the agenda to be discussed during the February 21 City Council meeting, which begins at 6 p.m. The meeting can be viewed in person at Tom Davies Square or live-streamed by clicking here. Also on the horizon is the proposed therapeutic, leisure pool at the Lionel E. Lalonde Center. Although its business case was approved in the 2021 budget, the city received $1 million in federal funding for the project and fundraising totaled $100,500. Significant project escalations occurred in 2022 and the project has been put on hold. Additional funds beyond its initially estimated $5.69 million will be needed, and details are expected to be included in the aquatics facility review process. In another potential upcoming project, Calmo Beach is slated for potential review, with a business case to complete design and study work considered as part of the 2023 budget. Tyler Clark covers City Hall and political affairs for Sudbury.com.